Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Mark Anderson and Jim Tucker joining us for part of the next hour from Bilderberg 2010 on this third day. Ladies and gentlemen, this Thursday edition, June 3rd, 2010. And then Victor Ostrovsky will be joining us. He was a Israeli captain in the Navy and then a member of the Mossad. He wrote the best-selling book, By Way of Deception, critical of a corruption and deception within the Mossad and within the Israeli government. He will be joining us. He was in the Washington Post yesterday, very critical of the Israeli boarding of the six ships in the Mediterranean on multiple fronts. He will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And we're also working on some other guest on some stories we're working on popping in the last hour of transmission today. Yesterday, I reported that they are moving in Michigan to have a government board that certifies anyone to be able to have a blog or website that purports to be reporting news or analysis, the end of the First Amendment. We have no fewer than 14 of Obama's top appointees or czars calling for an open end of free speech in America, including jail time for free speech. We have police all over the country, from Texas to Florida, from New York to California, every day in the news. Of course, I just saw a report last week out of Maryland where they are arresting people who videotape police from even 200 yards away as they beat citizens. And then they're charging them with wiretapping, though the law doesn't even say that. If you're in a public place, you don't have any perception of privacy, whether you're police or a bluebird or a weasel or a turkey or a dog walking down the street, or a milkman for that matter. It's just, and the police know that. It's just part of this predatory system. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we have a predatory government. Do we have individual good people in government, individual good cops? Yes. But the system is a rotten, lying, stealing, evil, corrupt pack of trash and a danger, a hazard to us all. So you have all these attacks on free speech going on, all of this going on. Liberal coalition, that's an oxymoron. They're liberals. It's like that senator in Michigan wanting to ban free speech. And he has a group called the Free Press promoting it. And he's a constitutional lawyer. Yes. He's a constitutional lawyer. He says there's no First Amendment. Well, he must know he's a constitutional lawyer. Liberal coalition demands FCC move to shut down talk radio. And they are moving ahead with that. A new article out on that today. We covered some of this yesterday, but new developments today. Of course, the FCC is simultaneously agreeing with them. Yes. Yes, they're not going to just look at cuss words now. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to shut down all of the free speech. And separately, all over the country, we have charges against people in areas like Chicago and New York where there's total victim disarmament. And you'll have pillars of the community in a Chicago case being attacked. And so they have a hidden gun and defend themselves. And the mob boss daily says, look, I'm a gangster. The last thing I want is my fellow criminals being resisted. And so I'm going to charge this 80-plus-year-old person with defending themselves. You don't do that. You exist. The non-criminal exists for one thing, as a stake on the plate to every form of criminal in the criminal brotherhood known as government and their allied servants. What our founding fathers tell us. They told us government was criminal.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to blitz through news right now on this June 3rd, Thursday edition. Then I'm going to open the phones up for your breakdown on what's happening with the world economy, the Israeli flotilla debacle of 4 days ago, the escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, on the news coming out of the Bilderberg Group meeting that kicks off today, on any issue you wish to discuss. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark Anderson and Jim Tucker of American Free Press from Bilderberg in Spain will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Victor Ostrovsky, former Israeli naval commander, captain, and, of course, Mossad commander, also the head of the Israeli Naval Weapons Laboratory, very senior former member of the Israeli system, will be joining us. He's critical of what Israel did with the raid on multiple levels. So he'll be giving us his perspective on that coming up in the third hour today. We do have Nigel Farage joining us tomorrow. He hasn't done really any interviews. He got hurt pretty bad, folks. He's had a lot of surgeries. Member of the European Union Parliament. Instrumental with the Italian member of the parliament getting Estelin in to speak before the parliament a few days ago. That's certainly some good news. His plane, of course, flipped end over end on the day of the election a few weeks ago. He's finally able to talk in a focused, cogent manner. And so if all goes well, he'll be popping in with us tomorrow to separately talk about just the state of the European Union and the meltdown in Spain, Portugal, and, of course, Greece, and what's happening there. So we really appreciate him having the strength to come on the broadcast yesterday. He barely survived in the of course, the pilot was even in worse condition. But he's a tough guy, and he is kicking. He is alive and kicking. So that's coming up tomorrow. And we have other reporters who are at Bilderberg Group popping in tomorrow as well. So we'll continue to cover Bilderberg Group 2010. And we've got Dr. John Coleman coming on discussing the overall black nobility above Bilderberg, or the overall hereditary power structure with a committee of 300. He's joining us on the 14th, about a week and a half from now, with a part two of our interview we did yesterday. Before I continue with a breakdown of all the world news that I think is important, and then go to your calls to get your take on what you think is important, I want to just declare here at the start of the broadcast, or 11 minutes into transmission today, that we have powerful tools in our hands to defeat this illegitimate criminal New World Order. Because they are illegitimate, they are criminal, they are engaging in the overthrow of sovereign governments, they are replacing our constitutions in every case with draconian, authoritarian, abusive, despotic systems. And so if we simply expose them and oppose them and speak out against them, they will fall. They are illegitimate. And I know a lot of us have New World Order fatigue. I do myself. I mean, I see articles about public schools brainwashing kids to take implantable microchips. 10 years ago, I'd yell and scream about it. I'm desensitized. I hardly cover it. Or I see new articles about two major vaccines on the market filled with cancer viruses, another filled with a pig virus that is known to kill humans, and the government saying it's healthy, take your shot. That's mainstream news. You know, 5 years ago, they would withdraw a vaccine. Now they just say, yeah, it may kill you. Take it. So they know that we're all becoming just conditioned to accept the incredible. Yeah, we're getting ready to take your pension funds publicly. That is, the government is. Yeah, but a lot of companies are either cutting your pension funds or outright stealing them. Big deal. Take it. Yeah, there's more homeless people everywhere, crawling all over the place. Society's collapsing. Stores are shutting down everywhere. U.S. factory jobs, record low last month, record production loss, new taxes at every level, actually causing the economy to stall further. That's the plan. We're just careening headlong into tyranny. I've got three articles a day about foreign troops and police training in the U.S. to take on U.S. citizens from Germany, from England, from Canada. Open announcements everywhere to restrict our free speech. It is happening. It is happening. See, they've dispensed with the denials of tyranny while they were building the infrastructure, and they're moving ahead now. I mean, we need to pause here and have a reflective moment to think about what our society is turning into. We have to basically deal with the magnitude of it and really consciously, coldly face the situation. And we have to really understand that our way of life and our way of liberty and freedom is over, and all of the horrible fruits of degradation and enslavement and domination will now be what we will enjoy and what our children will suffer under now. I mean, it's now here. It's now, we've gone over the cliff. In history, in societies, once you reach a certain point of corruption, it's like a flashpoint. You can put a piece of paper on top of a glass top stove that has the metal coils beneath the glass, and you can lay that paper on top of it and turn it up on high. And in about a minute, you'll see it start, the white paper to start to yellow, start to crack, start to brown, then it will turn black, and the entire piece of paper will suddenly burst into flame. And the paper has yellowed, it has browned, it has cracked, and it is now bursting in flame. And the next 2 years, which is just a twinkle of the eye in human history, is that 1 second that it's being consumed in the flame. But if you could watch it in slow motion right now, the center of the paper has now flashed white in an ignition of flame, an explosion. You know, at flour factories, until they put in safety precautions in the last 50 years, you would have explosions. You know, flour can explode like black powder because of all the hundreds of millions of little flour particles, and they're dry, and when they light, almost like a gas, almost like butane or propane, it can explode. And it's the same thing. It's like a flour factory going up sky high, exploding like 1,000 pounds of TNT have been detonated. That's what's going on right now. And the globalists understand that during this flux period, during this explosion period, they've got to go into the levers, make all their changes, and use the crisis to get societies and governments and civilizations in a dizzying whirlwind to just accept what happens. It is our job right now to put out the maximum effort we can, whether it's talking to your neighbor or having a local newsletter you put out, or going up to green sheets that are at the gas station or at the mall or at the restaurant, the diner, and sitting there for 20 minutes and sticking one sheet info flyers, you know, that have key websites and key terms in it, inside of it, or sending, you know, out to your friend's email list key info, or producing your own, you know, quick YouTube videos every day, or airing my films on Access TV, or having viewing parties. The awakening is now, and I cannot state enough that I have sampled the entire spectrum of information out there. There's a lot of great freedom information, truth information, anti-enslavement info out there, but the best info, bar none, is my films. Whether it's the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, these are essential films. There is so essential that you go to InfoWars.com, that you get the DVDs, because they could shut the web down at any time. I've got news on that front today. They could stage a cyber attack tomorrow or next year when they kick off their World War III operation. And then, do you have the films in your stockpile? Do you have the DVD burners? Do you have the... We have to treat this like a war, because it is. And of all the films, I think the most important right now are probably Invisible Empire and Endgame, because they give you a general overview of what we're facing and what our enemy's game plan is. To understand the banking collapse and the current takeover, probably Fall of the Republic. I mean, have you made copies of the film that you have in your custody? Have you gotten it out to people? Look, you're not going to save the world by yourself. It's not going to be a perfect, you know, one size fits all. You're not going to die on a hill and defeat the New World Order. It's going to be an incremental movement, an inexorable, unstoppable force of hundreds of millions of people doing little things every day in the butterfly or woodpecker effect. But together, we're going to bring this system down, and the people are ready to be awakened today. So go to InfoWars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, and your purchase, it's a symbiotic situation, win, 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 also makes what we do here possible. So we can not just stay where we are in orbit in the fight against the New World Order, but expand our operations. InfoWars.com is the online video bookstore. PrisonPlanet.com has links to the bookstore. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. Or whether it's
pro-patriot t-shirts that get the word out. Be a walking billboard for the truth and support us. Get the t-shirts, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. News Blitz straight ahead after this break. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Okay, let me just run through some of the headlines. Then I'm going to go back through them in more detail coming up in the next segment.
Behind blue eyes.
U.S. to join South Korean military exercise off of North Korean coast. ABC News, a major escalation. Pentagon sending USS George Washington to waters where North sunk South Korean vessel. George Washington said, don't get involved in foreign entanglements. And, of course, they have a ship called the George Washington doing the opposite of that. Secretary of State Clinton calls for Israel to investigate itself in flotilla incident. That's InfoWars.com, Kurt Nimmo. American, 19, among Gaza flotilla dead. And now the news is reporting it is more than 9 dead. It looks like the original number is correct, of 19 dead. Jerusalem Post reports Navy prepares to confront more ships. And now Turkey is saying they are sending ships to convoy with them. So that crisis is still looming. We'll cover that in the third hour today with the former Israeli naval captain and Mossad officer who's critical of this. Fears of new flashpoint as defiant Israel prepares for showdown with two more Gaza aid ships. And Gaza aid flotilla activists who were released by Israel arrived a hero's welcome in Turkey, including a small 18-month-old baby. Different blogs have discovered misleading photos used by Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs to justify killing activists. Turns out some of the photos are 3 years old of binoculars and night vision, as well as body armor marked Turkish police. Just standard government lying. Shifting gears into the oil spill. Nuclear option on Gulf oil spill. No way, U.S. says. We first reported on Tuesday that they were discussing using a hydrogen bomb to seal the oil well. The oil well leaking deeper down has already spread into other fissures, and there's at least three plumes several miles away. So it's just ongoing. Also, it turns out Goldman Sachs sold $250 million of British Petroleum stocks before the spill. They're White House insiders. Goldman Sachs basically runs the White House. That's more evidence of this being a staged event so Obama can go ahead and pass his greenhouse gas taxes on the back of all this anger. Oh, sure. And, of course, it's BP that's invested billions of dollars in the fake green movement to get the carbon tax, which they're central bank owners will profit from. So what do they care if some subsidiary loses face? They'll just change the name or shift things around. And the fact that you did have a record dumping of stock right before it happened, even though oil stocks were generally up, is very suspicious. Firm stock sale nearly twice as large as any other institution, represented 44% of total BP investment. The brokerage firm that faced the most scrutiny from regulators in the past year over for the shorting of mortgage-related securities seems to have had good timing when it came to something else. The stocks of British oil giant BP. They didn't dump other big oil stocks they own. No, just BP. According to regulatory filings, they found that Goldman Sachs sold 480,822 shares. Well, they had a lot of that, didn't they? 4,680,822 shares of BP in the first quarter of 2010. Goldman's sales were the largest of any firm during that time. Goldman would have pocketed slightly more than $266 million if their holdings were sold at the average price of BP stock during the quarter. If Goldman had sold these shares today, their investment would have lost 36% in value, or $96 million. The share sales represented 44% of Goldman's holdings, meaning that Goldman remaining holdings have still lost tens of millions in value. And they sold this just days before. How suspicious is that? So continuing, CNN, Obama uses Gulf oil spill for energy agenda push. See, they're not calling it carbon tax now. They call it an energy agenda. Like Austin calls it an energy agenda. Oh, here's $2.6 billion in taxes in the next 3 years, totaling more than all the other taxes combined, and it'll go to private offshore banks. Sit down and take it. If you don't like it, we'll turn your power off. If you don't like that, we'll come take your house now if you don't pay your power bill afterwards. And if you don't leave your house, the Austin SWAT team will kill you deader than a hammer. Yeah! The whole world is a bunch of cowardly people ready to get raped. And as long as you take it, they're going to keep doing it. I'm just mentioning the town where I live, the raping that's going on. Obama uses Gulf oil spill for energy agenda push. Oh, it's going to work absolutely well now. And we'll cover that when we get back. And, of course, Goldman Sachs got out right on time. Right on time. right on time, just like they always do. They've got every position in the White House of any power, and they've got their new Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, who says ban the Second Amendment and free speech, and she's a former Goldman Sachs member. Oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You got Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, old Buzzy Krongard, putting in a record put option, dumping American and United stock through the big brokerage firm he headed separately in the 4 days before 9/11. Record. Well over triple the biggest put option against an airline in history, but it was two airlines and the exact two that were involved in the hijack kamikaze attacks. By the way, that was in Der Spiegel and Reuters and even a few U.S. newspapers, but there was going to be an investigation. Nothing happened. And then you get British Petroleum. It doesn't get any more New World Order than that. Top globalist, Queen Beatrix and the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands and the Queen of England jointly own the company together. They control the company on record. And it's a top Bilderberg group company. pushing the carbon taxes when you're in an airport or you're looking at billboards or you're looking at a magazine like The Economist. Every four or five pages is a BP ad the last 5 years pushing global government carbon taxes. And now their whole carbon tax situation is in trouble. And magically, an oil rig that a month before the disaster, 36 days ago, gets a award from the Obama administration for safety, and then it blows up, and it's leaking oil, and BP can't put it out, can't stop the leak. And they don't put bacteria, microbes that could eat the oil in at the source. They didn't light it on fire day one as they should have done as another recourse. They just can't seem to seal it. And now they're saying this could go on for years. Yesterday it was till Christmas, another 6 months. Now it could be years. Now it could be forever. Sorry. Sorry. And Goldman Sachs dumps $4,680,822 shares of BP, a record oil company dump, the biggest in their history, 2 days before the spill. Just like their own email said in 2005, 2006, sell these subprime mortgages. Sell them to governments, to other banks, to cities, to pension funds. We're going to be dumping them behind the scenes. This will destroy Lehman Brothers. This will destroy Bear Stearns. Oh, my God, we're going to make so much money selling it. And on the way up and on the way down, we'll take over everything. Oh, it's so good. And I've got all these other emails now out from them calling everyone dumb scum, and BP calling everyone dumb scum. You're all dumb scum, just like the head of Apple. You know, telling you how great the slave factories are today. And we've got the head of Facebook calling you dumb effing idiots. And the stupid schmuck public trust us so much. Oh, it's so good to rip them off. Oh, it's so good. And the public's like, yes, we love being gullible idiots. We want to watch basketball. That's what's important. Rape us, rape us, rape us. And they're like, oh, we will. Don't worry. What was the quote of the head of Facebook? These people are so gullible and dumb, they trust us. In fact, guys, go to YouTube. Pull up ending scene, final scene of Face in the Crowd. What's the name of the actor that played the sheriff from Andy Griffith? But I don't think that's his real name, though. I mean, what's the actor's name? Andy Griffith. Okay, so I guess he uses his own name in the show. And then, of course, there's Barney Fife. But he also played an evil con artist media personality. Yeah, Lonesome Roads. Find the final scene of Lonesome Roads. We go live on TV later. I'm going to play that. And he had everybody conned. First he conned the small town, then he conned everybody internationally on television, kind of like a Glenn Beck character. And then at the end of it, The television mic is still alive, and he's going, you dumb, filthy scum. You gullible idiots. I'm ripping you off. And that destroyed him in the movie. That doesn't destroy the government here. You can have thousands of times they've lied to us. They can admit they make fake Al-Qaeda videos, fake Bin Laden videos. They can admit they put out fake news. They can admit they're shipping heroin into the country, and the public goes, good, 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 rip us off. We don't like the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones who tells us not to trust the government. We want to have our pension funds taken. We want to be raped. We want to be scammed. We enjoy it. We love drinking sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly poisons. We love injecting our children and watching them flop around and be brain damaged and have convulsions. We love having cancer. We love dying. We love being scammed. We love being conned. There isn't a con we haven't found we don't love. Now, but here's the good news. That is a smaller and smaller and smaller subsegment of the public. As Brzezinski bemoaned 2.5 weeks ago, the world is waking up to their new world order. The world is waking up to the global government. For the first time in history, the entire planet is awake to global government. Because that means the average dumbo in the street, who 5 years ago was calling me a kook has to admit there's a world government. Go to the Drudge Report today. One of the top stories is the Bilderberg Group calling for world government. You go to mainstream news articles, they're going, okay, there is a secret cabal. They do want a world government, but maybe it's good for you. Like the Financial Times of London. Drudge, to his credit, is not saying it's good. And then I saw a clip last week of Beck calling people that talk about the Bilderberg Group kooks. He says, oh, there's a world government, but people think it's Bilderberg or kooks. Glenn, Jim Tucker and others have dug through for 30 years the trash of the hotels. They've snuck in and been arrested. Jim Tucker has been shot at in 1999 in Portugal. Shot at. That was in the local papers. They fired shots at him as he climbed over the ivies. He's not a spring chicken anymore. He can't do that. They are setting up world government, pal. They are one of the top echelons of the world government, buddy boy. I mean, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh admit there's a world government? I don't want to sit here and bash Rush. Come on, Rush, you could save the country if you'd come clean about world government. You too, Glenn Beck. You too, Sean Hannity. Knock it off. Stop saying I'm a kook, okay? I'm not a kook. I'm red-blooded. I'm trying to save this country. Okay, I was ranting there. Here's CNN. Obama uses Gulf oil spill for energy agenda push. And he's saying, oh, this shows we need more federal regulation and we need new money to clean this up. He wants a overall tax on all of your gasoline and carbon taxes on all factories. But don't worry, they're already pretty much shut down but you know, or federalized, and that's mission accomplished. And GM's not going to make mercury anymore. You're not going to be able to buy you a Mercury and drive it up and down the road like Alan Jackson talks about. No, sir. You're not going to buy you a Mercury and drive it up and down the road. I'm going to buy me a Mercury and drive it up and down the road. No, you're not. You're not going to make diddly squat. You're going to learn to worship government. They're going to bankrupt you and make you dependent. They're going to make you learn to lick the boots of the machine gun toting proto-neo-hippies. You're going to learn to love Trotsky. You understand? BP tries again to cap well. Protests set to start. This is the dialectic. People are egging their buildings. They're attacking BP stations. They're knocking out their windows. They're protesting. And BP says, don't do it. It'll hurt the local BP franchise owners. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Look, it's about a 95% chance now BP staged this. And it's, in fact, get me Watson online right now. I know he's working on another Bilderberg breaking news report from our inside sources that have sources within Bilderberg. But just dial up Watson right now via regular phone. I want to get him on right now. We can conclusively say now, like I'm going to do a YouTube after the show today. We can clearly say now that all the evidence is clear. It's all now pointing directly at this being a staged event. It's taken me 36, 37 days to be able to say that, but all the evidence is pointing at it, and we'll explain why. We'll explain why. I mean, the biggest thing is, just like FEMA blocked off aid and wouldn't let the Coast Guard in and wouldn't let Walmart in and wouldn't let all the police and National Guard at first in and wouldn't let them give aid to people, wouldn't let people walk out on the highways, wouldn't let them, told them to go to the Superdome and starve. It was to say, oh, look, we screwed up. We are bad. We need more funds, more power. And see, same thing with this now. Oh, we screwed up. We need more funds, more power. And notice it's the inside company, BP, the key globalist oil company that has been chaperoning and herding all the other oil companies. You know, ExxonMobil wouldn't do it until David Rockefeller went to the board meeting and pointed out, this is in the news, that he owns still all the major stock of the major 12 U.S. oil companies. He said, I will remove you, Rex Tillerson. You will come out and call for global government. And 2 days later, Rex Tillerson was in the news saying, I want a global carbon tax. I want wellhead taxes. I want it all. And that was the end of it. Remember that? Well, notice it's BP. And notice now Goldman Sachs, the insiders, dumped more than half their stock right before it happened. Bring me Watson. Watson, are you there? I know you're working on a big Bilderberg report right now on Brzezinski, and that's important. But I am ready to say that it's a 90, plus percent, let's just say 90% chance that this is an inside job that needs to be investigated. You got the Raw story getting the FOIA documents with their regulatory filings. That Goldman Sachs dumped more than half their stock, 4,680,822 shares, in the days before the all-time record on a dump directly against BP. I notice it wasn't against other oil companies. Same thing with Buzzy Krongard and Deutsch & Brown dumping record amounts and put options on American and United in the 4 days before 9/11. You have BP being the inner globalist Dutch Royal Shell, Queen Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth company. You have them being the main funder of global carbon taxes in the private corporate media, sponsoring TV shows, you name it. You have the fact that they will not cap it, that they got the award a month before, that Obama is now calling for his carbon taxes and wellhead taxes and pump taxes, so oil company taxes, citizen taxes at the pump, and carbon taxes when their whole agenda is stalled to set up the world government and fund it. We know their dialectic of FEMA staging its own event and not allowing aid to get in to then claim that they needed more funding and power. We called that day one. I can now conclusively say, Watson, hands down, this has got to be a staged event. All the evidence is pointing towards that. What say you, Watson? I want to bounce this off you here in a mini think tank. Get your quick take on it.
I can't say for sure, Alex, but it seems like BP and the government is more concerned about managing the public relations aspect of what's going on rather than stopping the actual leak.
Well, we know governments, and corporations nexus together. Even the Washington Post admits today that, okay, BP is basically the big umbrella controller of the fake eugenics climate control movement. And we need an article, or I can get Kurt or your brothers. I know you're working on this other one, but I'm so call one of them. I got Aaron tied down on chemtrail research right now. That this needs to be investigated, and the fact that everything's so clamped down and they won't let media out there and he's got SWAT teams guarding it, I'm telling you, my gut tells me this is a staged event, Watson.
Well, it's interesting that they tried to get James Cameron to work with BP to manage it, the Hollywood film director. And, yeah, as you said, all the top environmental groups are tied at the hip with the oil companies because they both benefit from the fraudulent global warming agenda. The environmental groups get the power out of it, and the oil corporations get to create artificial scarcity and new taxes which they pass on to us. So,
well, Watson, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, at first, some groups did approach Cameron because he, of course, has covered the Titanic, is an expert, at least in deploying robotic systems. But so are the oil companies. They probably know more than he does. But he's saying he was rebuffed by BP. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was involved in a brainstorming session with basically the government and scientists on Tuesday. And then he came out of the meeting and basically said they're stupid. They don't know what they're doing. So, I mean, you were making the point that there are now these microbes that eat up oil and that's not being explored properly. And merely the fact that oil itself is naturally occurring and that the environmental damage may be being hyped by the media. Obviously, the worst thing about it is the government shut down miles and miles of fishing regions in that area and businesses are dying as a result of it.
Well said, Watson. And it just gets more and more suspicious. And, of course, there are natural microbes, New Scientist reports, that would, in just a year or so, eat almost all of this oil. They just kept it out of the marshes. That's the most important thing, but they're not doing that. They're not burning it off, as they've always done in the past, because that would create carbon dioxide. So either way you slice it, this is a serious, serious situation. And now Obama says, hey, get ready for this to go on till Christmas, maybe years. This is just the way it is, and you better believe they're going to really try to get their carbon taxes out of this. They now admit they're doing it, and carbon taxes will do nothing to mitigate oil spills. And, of course, it is hurting the fishermen, but that's how the fishermen get gasoline, to be able to go out there and engage in their fishing. And so at every stage, the government is making this as bad as they can, making this as, you know, as horrible as they can make it, to exacerbate it. Watson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Watson popping in with us. Okay, I said I'd go to calls, and we've got people holding. But I've got four stacks of news, and I haven't even gotten into half of one of them. I kind of got stuck on my BP ranting. I've got Daily Chicago threatens to arrest 80-plus-year-old for defending himself in his home. Now, that's mainstream news. I've got premiums on gold bullion coins surge as gold shortages intensify at record levels worldwide. We've got just amazing news continuing on the BP front. Washington Post exposes BP ties to eco groups. Other media ignores controversy. That's from the Business and Media Institute. BP oil leak may last until Christmas, a worst-case scenario. Bloomberg boycotting BP. Who gets hurt? AP saying don't boycott BP. You know, they're good environmentalists. They're helping us get carbon taxes. You know, good job, BP. Good job blowing that. That's what they ought to say. Of course, here's the article. Director James Cameron says BP turned down help of oil offer. And we've got good news. More incumbents being thrown out of office on every front. This is a full strike. We'll be back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Coming up during the next hour, we got Jim Tucker and others joining us from Sitges, Spain. Break down what's happening with Bilderberg Group 2010. We're also going to start simulcasting sometime in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv. Really exciting news on the front dealing with incumbents being thrown out at every level of the U.S. government. Very, very exciting info that we're going to be covering there. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on the air.
Stop saying crap about the new world order. It's going to win. You can't defeat it. You're just a scared coward.
All right, Eric, I appreciate your call. That's very funny. Let's talk to Ralph in Illinois. Ralph, you're on the air.
Alex, my
yes.
friend, brother, what a pleasure it is to talk to you. And I just got to tell you, I'm a retired iron worker from Local 1 here in Chicago. I understand exactly what these cover-ups, you know, from the media can do. I mean, I've known a lot of brother iron workers that when I would tell them, you know, about those buildings were imploded, you know, ah, you're crazy, you're high, and all this. But what I really wanted to do is maybe plant a seed. Are you familiar with Shepherd's Chapel or Pastor Murray?
No.
Now, he teaches the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Been doing it for about 50 years. And just the insight I've got from him, from the couple of years, several years that I've been listening to his teaching. But have you ever heard the term Kenites?
I think that was a tribe in the Bible. I remember reading something about that in the Old Testament.
Well, Kenites were the children of Cain. You know, Cain and Abel. Cain being the first, and then...
Oh, I understand. That's saying evil evil bloodlines. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. And you know what? Jesus said he came for everybody, and I believe everybody can... I mean, I don't believe black people are going to go to hell because they're black, or I don't believe white people are white devils because they're white. And but I appreciate your call. But there are, I mean, I guess historic things where, you know, with Abraham, God said this group will be blessed and that group won't be blessed. You know what? I mean, you know, like the black Muslims, they think the whites are the devils. You got a lot of the Rastafarians who think whites are the devils, and that you know, the king of Ethiopia was basically the Messiah, and of course, you notice he died. And I mean, it seems like every group thinks they're the chosen group, and everybody else is the devil. And I just, you know, I really don't subscribe to that. But I appreciate your call. Okay, let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Alex. This is Michael Nesser calling from Arizona. I'd like to talk about this Gaza issue.
Yes.
You know, what we do is we need to strike at the root of this. You know, sometimes when we get into the debate about the raid of if they should have done it or if it was international or water or anything like that, what we have to do is, again, strike at the root. We have to realize that all of the land belongs to the Arabs. Leading up to World War I, there was an exchange of letters between Sir Henry McMahon and Sharif Hussein that the British Prime Minister later said that it was a treaty, and they promised all of the land and the independence to the Arabs. And then the next issue at the strike of the root part is about the Khazars and the Ashkenazi. They converted, they admit it, to Judaism between the 8th and the 10th century. There was an article in Haaretz not that long ago.
I'm familiar with that. Stay there. We'll come back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.